بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يشتري بجد حديث جرير بن عبد الله رضي الله عنه. He said, بايعت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم على إقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة والنصح لكل مسلم متفق عليه. As جرير بن عبد الله رضي الله عنه says, that I had taken a pledge with Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم upon establishing salat, upon discharging zakat, and wishing well, acting in the interest of every Muslim. Acting in the interest of every Muslim. Jarir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu. Day after, whenever he would do a deal, whenever he would buy, or whenever he would sell, he'll tell the party on the other side, whether the person was a buyer or whether the person was a seller, he would tell them that, اعلم إنما أخذنا منك أحب إلينا مما أعطيناكه فاختر. That what I will take back from you is more beloved to me than what I have given you. In other words, if you don't want to do this deal anymore, afterwards you feel you need to return, remember the return that you're giving me, the thing that you're giving me back, is more beloved to me than the thing that I've given you originally. So if you feel like you need to return, don't feel it hard psychologically also, because what I will take back from you is more beloved to me than what I have originally given you. So I'll be more happy to take back if you want to return. Fakhtar, you've got the choice. At any point you want to come and return it, you want. Have you ever seen a returns policy like this in our life? The person is telling the customer that if you want to come back and return it, it will make me happier than what I had already taken from you, what I had already given you, it will make me happy. And the customer, he had already taken the money, so now it makes me happy that I take my goods back, makes me even more happier than that money that I had originally taken from you. Or when he was buying, that money that I already given you, now taking that goods back that I purchased from you makes me more happier. So person who wants to return also feels so comfortable that I'm dealing with a man that is telling me that it will make him happier. If I need to do that, psychologically also I don't have a problem. This was what is called one nushi li kulli Muslim, that wishing well and acting in the interest of every Muslim. This was Sahaba. He took a pledge with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is how he would behave. Every deal he would do, he would tell that opposite party, you got the total choice. If you're not happy, no problem. So what a kind policy. This is what we call transformation, where a person learns something and then he transforms his life immediately. It is mentioned, it comes in a kitab, that on one occasion his slave went and bought a horse on his behalf. The slave went to buy a horse for him. So he had purchased that horse for 300 dirhams. So he brought that seller and he brought the horse and came to collect the money. So when Hazrat Jarir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu seen this horse, he told the seller, he said, would you like if I give you 100 more for it? Would you sell it for 100 more? So that person said, if it's your choice, if you want, no problem. So he increased it from 300 to 400. And again he asked him, would you like to increase or would you sell it from 400 now to 500? So the person looked at him in surprise. He said, if you wish. So like that, from 500 he went to 600, 600 he went to 700. From 700 he went to 800. And he had purchased that horse now for 800. Because in his mind, that the real price, this thing is worth 800. Why should I give him 300? I have to act in his interest. If it's in his interest to get the full value for the horse, I shouldn't grab it for 300. I pay him for 800. So he was asked, why did you do such a thing? He said, I took a pledge with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that I will act in the interest of every Muslim. After taking the pledge with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how can I grab something like this? This is what you call true transformation. When they gave Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam their word, they took it to heart, they took it very seriously, they didn't give it up. There's the incident of Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiallahu anhu, that he would fast every day and he would stand up in tahajjud every night. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, don't fast every day, fast 3 days a month. So he told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'm young, I got the strength, I can do more than that. So then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he kept on asking Nabi sallam to increase, until Nabi sallam told him that fast the fasting of Dawud alayhi sallam, that he would fast on one day and then he would miss one day. He'd fast one day and he won't fast one day. Fast one day and won't fast one day. So he began to fast like this. Later on in his life he said that I made it difficult for myself, so it had become very difficult for me. How I wish I had taken the concession of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that time. He'd given me a concession that fast 3 days every month. Now I'm old. But he could have still, if he wanted to, he didn't have to fast every second day. But he said, because I had told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that this is what I am going to do, I had agreed with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at that time, this is what I am going to do. So even though it is difficult for me now in my old age, I don't want to go back on my ma'mool. I don't want to go back on my practice. So he didn't want to go back on his practice. Why? Because ma'mool and practice is something a person doesn't give up. He increases upon it, but he doesn't decrease. Today we do a very long hadith. We'll just do parts of it, inshallah. We'll do maybe half of it. And then tomorrow we'll do the rest of it. This hadith is showing us the warnings for a person not discharging zakat, how serious and how dangerous it is for not discharging zakat. And Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said that any person who owns gold and silver and does not give what is due to him, then on the day of Qiyamah, the same gold and silver will be made into slabs of fire. Gold and silver will be made into slabs of fire, then heated in the hellfire, and his sides and forehead, in other words, these things will be made into slabs. It won't be actually fire, but it will be heated like fire. It will be put in the fire of Jahannam. And then on the day of Qiyamah, these will be made into the slabs. It will be heated in the fire in Jahannam. And this person's side, his forehead and his back will be branded now with that same gold and silver that he had hoarded. Every time they become cool, they will be heated for him for the duration of a day that is equal to 50,000 years until the accounting of deeds is completed, and he will be shown his path either towards Jannah or either towards Jahannam. So then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, this Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned with regards to gold and silver, that this is what will happen to gold and silver, that it will be made into the slab. So they asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what about a person who did not give his camels? He had camels, but he did not discharge his zakat as far as his camels are concerned. قَالَ وَلَا صَاحِبِ إِبِلٍ لَا يُؤَدِّي مِنْهَا حَقَّهَا وَمِنْ حَقِّهَا حَلَبُهَا يَوْمَ وِرْدِهَا إِلَّا إِذَا كَانَ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now is explaining that the person that has got camels, and this person did not discharge the zakat of his camels, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is explaining from amongst the right of the camel, is that when you take these camels to the watering place, the places where the camels drink water, there you'll find many people gathering. Now the camels are just there stationed. What from amongst the rights of this camel is that you milk it. You milk it and you give the poor people that are present, share with them that milk also. This is also from the right of the camel. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned this. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, إِلَّا إِذَا كَانَ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ مُطِحَ لَهَا بِقَاعٍ قَرْقَرٍ أُوْفَرَ مَا كَانَتْ لا يفقد منها فصيلا واحدا تطؤه بأخفافها وتعضه بأفواهها كلما مر عليه أولاها رد عليه آخرها في يوم كان مقداره 50,000 سنة حتى يقضى بين العباد فيرى سبيله إما إلى الجنة وإما إلى النار. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was asked about these camels, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, as I said, that the person who does not fulfill the rights, when he was asked about a person who does not fulfill the rights upon the camels that he has, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that he gives people milk, and the day when he is taking them for drinking water, and he gives the people that are present, he milks and he gives them milk. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on to explain that in the day of Qiyamah, this person will be flung on his face in a wide open field. In a wide open field, he'll be flung on his face. And then what will happen? His camels will be the largest size they ever been, and not a single young camel also will be missing from them. Every camel that this person had will be present. First, he will be flung on his face. All those camels that he had there will be present. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that they will trample him with their hooves and bite him with their mouths. When the last of them have passed over him, then the first of them will return to him for the duration that is equal to 50,000 years until the accounting of deeds is completed, and he will be shown his path either towards paradise or either towards Jahannam, either towards Jannat or either towards Jahannam. What will actually happen is after this person is flung on his face, there's all his camels are there. They will be the biggest that they've ever been. Not one of them will be missing. And then they will, in a line, this person is lying there, in a line they will come and they'll trample upon him. One by one will come in a line, like how we have a line. So when one, they'll come and trample upon him, they will bite him, and then they'll go back in the line. So when the last one finishes, the first one will come back. When the last one finishes, the first one will come back, and this is what they'll do to this person. 50,000 years, can you imagine how serious it is? So when we hear this, we understand that this person not discharging zakat is not a small thing, it is a very, very serious thing. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is explaining to us the difficulties that a person will undergo just by the fact that he thought this thing will bring him peace, he thought it would bring him solace. By holding back, it will be a means of disaster for the person on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us all. Give us the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.